First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're going to talk about multi-generational travel. Two or three generations, maybe four, of family members traveling together. Is this something you're seeing more and more of?
Yes, absolutely. And it could be for a variety of different reasons. Maybe you're going for a family reunion. Maybe you're going for a wedding. Maybe you're just going because COVID hit us all very hard and we realize that time together is important.
Yeah. So who usually initiates this? I would assume it's the people with the most money.
That is very true. Yes. And that's true because they have more time to maybe think about it. They want to encourage their family members to get together. And you're right, they have more money. And they, and you know, maybe even the kids are still living with them at the end
well,
of the day.
Well, this is true.
So lots of different reasons. But I think, you know, family is important. And even if it's not your biological family, mm-hmm. you collect family sometimes from friends and you know, people that you've known along the way. So, and blended families are huge these days. So it can get quite big, but it doesn't have to be big as far as what you're thinking about going. And, you know, I just because I'm a travel advisor, I'm not just saying this, but it's really good to enlist a travel advisor because your trip can get a little complicated. You may be coming from different gateways throughout mm-hmm. maybe Canada or even the world. So it's good to have that person who has a broad range of knowledge and can look at the big picture. And then you ask yourself, well, why are you going on this trip? Is it to enjoy a beach resort or a destination? Are you going, as I say, to a wedding? So there's different reasons to go. And then depending on why you're going, maybe what the destination is a factor. Like, do you want to go somewhere far away, or do you want to go somewhere that's easy reach? Mexico is hugely popular destination for families, for Canadians in general. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to have that travel advisor handy to consider all the different needs of people. So mm-hmm. are there kids involved? Is it adult family members? You know, like, what do people want to achieve when they're at that destination?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's lots of things to consider. And I always use, you know, the grandparents taking their children and the grandchildren as a classic example of multi-generational travel. But yeah, you brought up some different ones that, there's different, all kinds of dynamics that are in there. And one, of course, is accommodation. I would think that if a family gets along pretty good normally, mm-hmm. chances are they'll have a pretty good time. But if there's one or two people that irritate some other people, maybe like accommodation, maybe you don't want to be staying in one area. You might want to have your own separate place or something to that effect.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, disagreements will likely happen sooner or later just because people are people, right? Mm-hmm. So you, one of the things that you could consider, actually two things, is either an all-inclusive resort or a cruise, because it's good to have the opportunity to have different activities for different age groups, mm-hmm. different interests. It, you know, all-inclusive, if that, you know, depending on the age of the kids, looking for somewhere that has a kids club, maybe that has babysitting available to you. So it's good to have those options at your fingertips. And then you have to kind of think of, you know, how much work do you want to do at destination? Whereas an all-inclusive, you have your flights, your transfers, your accommodations, work with your travel advisors. You can create some activities and book some activities ahead of time. I know catamaran cruises are really big and just different types of things to do. Because when you go away and you don't maybe have all the the features at your fingertips, you're going to have to look at logistics, right? Like, and one of the biggest things is transportation.
Yes.
Like, are you going to be trading it e-bikes? Are you going to use public transit? Are you going to rent a car? Renting car, depending on the destination, to be straightforward, like when we go to Hawaii, pretty easy to drive there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to Europe, you perhaps may be driving on the opposite side of the road. The roads are smaller. It could be a little bit more challenging. And then, you know, looking at how many people are with you, cramming all those people in one vehicle.
Well, exactly. That's a really good point. I can recall, and it wasn't really a multi-generational trip, but we were with family members, my niece and her husband and my brother and his wife and my family, and transportation became a logistical, I wouldn't say nightmare, but you know, you're traveling with seven or eight people all the time. You can't, and then we were in Mexico. You certainly need a van everywhere you go. And so that's one thing to consider, that you can't all pile into one of those small little taxis.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, you might want to consider even hiring a private vehicle, which comes with a driver, so you don't have to worry
about
parking.
Now you're talking.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, logistics play a factor. One of the things, too, and we've talked about this, is ensure that there's enough downtime. Because you don't want to run yourself ragged by overscheduling every day. Maybe some of us need naps. Young or old, you know, so maybe that's important to our, or just sitting on your balcony if you're at a beach destination, just admiring the beach, you know, just kind of taking in those vibes. But what I would suggest definitely is that you start early as far as planning. So, you know, 6 months to 8 months, if not a year, depending on when the prices are released by our tour operators, you know, we'll ensure the best deals on flights and accommodation and allow really the time necessary to coordinate schedules and preferences. And, you know, it's a good tip to involve everybody as far as getting input from all family members, including your kids, because kids sometimes drive the itinerary, whether we like it or not, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then some, you know, whether it, depending on the age group, maybe there's some factors that you have to consider with health needs or mobility. So there's lots to consider with regards to what everybody expects, potential challenges, maybe budget considerations as well, because not maybe everybody has the same discretionary funds if everybody's paying individually. It's always wonderful to have that person to pay for it all, but that's just not always happening, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if someone's offering it up and saying, yeah, we have the means, we'd like to do this, that's one thing. That's another thing for the expectation of, well, are you paying for this?
Yeah, really. And then, yeah, being flexible as well, like we just talked about that. And two, if you are going to, you know, there's a lot of people that believe in, you know, booking VRBOs for that bigger space. Mm-hmm. But then you have to consider the meals,
yes.
Grocery shopping, cooking together, or even figuring out a restaurant to go to. Because sometimes that can be tricky in a sense where can they accommodate the number of your friends and family? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day and such. So, so it's always good to enjoy something where it's just there, like a cruising. We've talked about how popular cruising is and how a lot of people are repeat cruisers, and they refer cruising to their friends and family. And it's definitely an option for multi-generation trips. Mm-hmm. You get to see so many different destinations in 1 week, right? If you're going from place to place.
Yes.
And then that's kind of fun as well, too. So lots of choice out there these days. I have to say that. And you can make it, like, you know, and lots of opportunity to make it fit your budget at the end of the day.
I like the cruise idea because there is lots of things to do for everybody, and you're not in everybody's face the whole time. You can go off right. and do your own thing. Same with the all-inclusives as well. When you're talking about like a VRBO or something like that, someone always gets stuck with the work.
Right.
It always seems to be kind of unfair, and the work is never divided properly. So yeah, to me, a cruise or an all-inclusive is the way to go, but each to their own.
Right. And, you know, really consider VRBOs as what the expectation of the owner is to the renter. Mm. Like, do you have to clean up? Like, how much do you have to clean up afterwards? Or is there a cleaning fee? Is there a fee to heat the pool? You know, if you're going to a destination and a property has a pool. So there's lots of add-ons that you may not. So always read your contract. That's what I can say. Read the fine print.
Good advice. Good tip. So Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is the website. Thanks, Onanda.
Thank you. Have a good day. Have a good week.